Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, June 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've talked before about how the rising cost of buying a home is making it harder for a lot of people to move into a bigger place. But rising home values are also allowing homeowners to take advantage of the equity in their homes in a source of cash. It's called a cash-out refi.
People who want to improve their living situation have realized that it might be more economical to fix up their current home than buy a new one. And in order to afford that fix, in order to be able to afford to fix their own homes, they need to take money out of their homes to finance it.
So what do homeowners need to know about cash out refis? Coming up, our personal finance reporter Deborah Acosta will be here to discuss the questions you should ask yourself before doing one. That's after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Americans are cashing in on their homes. Total home equity cashed out in the first quarter of this year is estimated at nearly $50 billion, according to Freddie Mac. That's up nearly 80% from a year ago, and it's the highest level on record since 2007. But tapping your home for cash can come with some risks if you don't know the rules. Our personal finance reporter Deborah Acosta wrote about these so-called cash-out refis, and she's with us to discuss the pros and cons. Deborah, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, JR.
All right, Deborah, let's go over the basics for just a moment. When somebody withdraws equity from their home, what exactly are they doing?
Let's start with what equity actually is. Equity is the current market value of your home, which likely is higher than when you purchased it, let's say if you bought it 10 years ago. And so it's the current market value of your home minus what you still owe on that original mortgage that you took out. So when you pull equity out of your home, you're pulling out this value, this cash, and putting it in your pocket. And in general, you could take out up to 80% of your home's equity in a cash out refi or other types of mortgage products.
So what is it about this current housing market that's driving so much activity here and so many people either taking that equity in their home or thinking about doing it?
Well, it's a confluence of factors. We have a situation where home prices have skyrocketed nationwide. So built in, you have a lot more equity in your home. Interest rates are really low. So it's another factor that's pushing people to wanting to refinance and to begin with, because they can bring their interest rates lower by doing this. And the third thing is that it's a seller's market where it's great. People can sell their homes for high prices, but the inventory is extremely low. So that's the other thing. Because inventory is so low, people who want to sell their homes to buy another one are finding themselves in this tricky situation where they just can't find anything else that they might like or even afford. So people who want to improve their living situation have realized that it might be more economical to fix up their current home than buy a new one. And in order to afford that fix, in order to be able to afford to fix their own homes, they need to take money out of their homes to finance it.
So let's talk about the rules about putting that money to use. Aside from fixing up a home, what am I allowed to use that money for? And what will it mean for my monthly mortgage payments?
So a lot of people can use it for home improvements, but there usually aren't any restrictions. So it doesn't mean that you have to use it for home improvement. However, if you do go down that road, you can run the risk of having to pay some taxes on that money depending on your particular tax situation. You also have to see how this will affect your monthly mortgage payment. Even though your mortgage rate will come down lower, because you're paying a mortgage on a home that's valued much higher, it may go up substantially. And that could really start to squeeze some people.
And these cash out refis aren't the only way of using a home as a source of capital. People might also know about home equity lines of credit or HELOCs. What's the difference between them?
A home equity line of credit, or HELOC as it's popularly known, has a variable interest rate attached to it, and it works more like a credit card. So instead of getting the money all at once in the way that you would with a cash out refi, you open up a line of credit against your house instead with a certain limit, and then you take what you need when you need it. The interest rate on a HELOC right now is around 4%, and it's variable.
Now, as with any major financial decision, consumers should do their homework beforehand. So what kinds of questions should homeowners ask themselves before they decide to pull equity out of their house?
So number one, what are you going to use this money for? Once you know what that is, then you can make other decisions about how to do this. If you use that money to improve your home and you make sure the improvements add substantial value, then you'll still be eligible for the mortgage interest deduction in your taxes. If you use the money for something else, it may not be deductible. So keep that in mind and talk to your financial advisor to make sure that this makes sense for you. Another reason why people do these home equity loans is to pay off another higher interest debt that they already have. So let's say you have an existing mortgage on your home that has a much higher interest rate than the low ones that we have now. Some people do their cash out refi to lower their interest on their home and then use that cash to pay off, let's say, a credit card that might have a much higher interest rate attached to it. Or maybe it's a student loan that has a very high interest rate attached to it. So, you know, using the money from your home, lowering your interest rate and using that money to pay off a higher interest debt could result in savings for you, even if it doesn't get the tax benefit of fixing up your home, let's say. Another reason people might do it is to start a business, which, okay, is not eligible for the mortgage interest deduction, but it could be eligible for other tax breaks. But it's important for people to take a step back and take a broad look at their finances. Where are you in your life right now? Are you just starting out and you feel like you can take on a new, let's say, 30-year fixed loan? Or are you headed towards retirement? These are things that you really need to look at to get a sense of how much you should take out, number one, and whether you should do it at all. Once you've calculated what the equity is in your home, keep in mind that you can take out up to 80% of that equity in a cash out refinance, as long as it's under the Fannie Mae limit, which is around $548,000, you should be able to keep your interest rate fairly low. If it's more than that, then you suddenly have a higher interest rate to deal with. So that's something to keep in mind. Also keep in mind that this is a new mortgage. So there's closing costs associated with it, which are usually around 2% of the loan amount. So don't forget to include those fees in your calculations when you're determining whether or not this is right for you.
And then finally, a lot of people are doing this to take advantage of home prices when they're high. But what are the risks to that? What happens if prices fall?
Right, JR. So we saw this way back during the subprime mortgage crisis when home prices plummeted and people had been, quote unquote, using their homes as ATM machines to pull money out. A lot of those people were left in a situation where their homes were worth substantially less than what they now owed on their mortgages because they had done these cash out refis or HELOCs. They'd pulled equity out of their homes when prices were high. Then prices plummeted and found themselves in this underwater situation. What's worse, because the economy was doing so poorly, a lot of these individuals, they just could not pay back these mortgages and lost their homes.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Deborah Acosta. Deborah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.